So I sold that property. I think I bought, but then I bought that farm over in Stowe Hollow, which I raised pheasants on. And so
where was that in Stowe Hollow?
The sort of the top of the ridge on the road that goes across to
Upper Stowe Hollow Road.
Yeah. And I tried raising pheasants. The only thing I got out of that was a little skill in running a car with a snowplow on the front of it.
What do you mean?
Well, the fact that you lean on the front axle rather than the back axle in terms of traction, then, because you don't have the motor in back, you have the motor in front, as well as the snowplow, of course.
Yeah.
So you had to put sandbags in the back of the car. I was an international harvester, you know, one of those little things. And I really couldn't do a very good job. But the farmer was living in the house, but he didn't really know anything about raising pheasants, nor did I. But I found out pretty fast how the things you could do and things you couldn't do. So I tried selling them for meat, but I found out pretty quickly that a pheasant doesn't build up much meat in its first year, and you can't make enough selling them for food. They're sort of like squabs at that point. Hmm. But anyway, that was...
And what years were you in Stowe Hollow then?
Well, I wasn't living up there. I was at that point married to Henry.
Okay. So and you and Henry lived where?
We lived up at Spruce.
Okay.
Till we built our house, we lived right on the... in the... next to the ski patrol room at Big Spruce House, Little Spruce House.
Right.
So